In 2008, you became chief judge of the court. So I guess somebody, many people would wonder, being a judge on the 10th Circuit is a lifetime appointment. You could have been there till you decided you didn't want to be there. But you gave that up to become president of Oklahoma City University. So we got to know what's going on in your brain there.
Well, and that may have been a mistake. I had always wanted to be, along with the United States Senators, something else I wanted to be was the liberal arts college president. And that opportunity came. Also, I had some financial issues again. My daughter had just been in New York University, which is one of the most expensive places on the planet to go. And my son was in a private school too. And I felt like I needed to make some money to pay those college debts. That wasn't something that came to my mind. But I had this great desire to, I love the liberal arts and the pursuit of the liberal arts, the glories of Greece and of Rome from my childhood. My favorite book is the Iliad.
Okay.
And I thought I would enjoy doing that role. And the judicial life is a monastic life sometimes. And sometimes it's kind of nice to leave the monastic life and get back out in the real world. And so all of that stirred in. It was a difficult, really difficult decision, and I'll never really know whether I made the right one or not, because I now miss the court a lot. Some of my judicial colleagues have passed away, and I miss them greatly, and it was a big decision.
So can I ask you then, if you had to do it all over again, would you have remained on the circuit?
I think I probably would.
Appreciate your honesty. I am quite certain you and Jan, your wife, contributed a lot to the life of Oklahoma City University as president.
Well, we tried to. It was a great run. We both love the arts, and OCU is very well known for the arts. Interestingly, I had built, when I was at OCU first to be the law school dean, I raised the money to build a new law building. And when I came back as president this time, they needed another new law building. So I presided over the acquisition of the old Oklahoma City High School, wonderful Andrew Solomon Layton building. I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but no. It's a beautiful cut limestone building that now houses the OCU School of Law.
As a president of a university, of any university, much of your time must be taken up with raising funds.
Yes. Unfortunately, you got to raise funds, and there's two ways to do it, tuition and donation. And so it takes a lot of time and effort to doing that. And, you know, people would often say, well, what's it like being president? Do you have to raise a lot of money? And I would always say, yes, have you got any?
Yeah, right.
You know, it never could be very far outside the pale. I mean, you always had to be looking for ways to do that. It's expensive to hire faculty and develop facilities and educate people. It's just a truly monumental work, and we're going to be seeing, who knows, as we work through COVID, what will happen as we, you know, the inability to have in-person classes is really a hard thing for me to think about. It's just something about the interaction of students that I don't know can easily be met online, you know.
How many years were you there as president?
Eight.
So then, was it your health, or what? Why did you leave? Was you felt you'd as long as any president should be?
Well, my health had given me some some problems, and I wasn't sure that I could get my health back with the stress and pressures of the presidency. So I decided to step down, and it probably turned out that was wise, because my health did take, you know, a bad turn. But anyway, I'm doing better now.
Right. And then you're now with a law firm. What type of law are you working with?
I'm actually by myself, but I share space with Witten and Burrage. Reggie Witten and Mike Burrage are two of the most fabulous lawyers in America, really. Just absolutely outstanding. And they have allowed me to share space in their fabulous offices here in Oklahoma City. And I've done some mediation work, settling cases through mediation. I've done quite a bit of that, and then also done some consultation and work on Indian law matters.